Now, dear listeners, if you're thinking the Germans have strange predilections, consider what's going on right now on America's beaches. It is spring break. A lot of young women are engaging in the ritual of flashing their breasts for television cameras, specifically for the cameras of the Girls Gone Wild videos. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here to tell us more.
Not that much more, Alex. But let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to go to Miami's South Beach last weekend and hang out with the Girls Gone Wild camera crew, would you have done it?
I generally spend my weekends waiting for Weekend All Things Considered.
Right. Well, most guys aren't as high-minded as you, Alex. Many would have sacrificed, I think, an appendage or two to be where Slate's Ariel Levy was last weekend. She was hanging out with the Girls Gone Wild crew, writing a book about the rise of raunch culture and the fall of feminism. And she told me young women flash by the mere inducement of a Girls Gone Wild hat or T-shirt.
The way the girls themselves explained it to me and the way the people who make the show explained it to me is that it's become a rite of passage. And I think that for these young women, the idea is that, you know, they want to prove that they're wild, they're uninhibited, they're not girly girls. That's what you hear a lot. And I think it's also a rebellion against 70s feminism. And ironically, at the same time, it is a continuation of other parts of that movement. So what I mean is that they use the rhetoric of sexual liberation, empowerment. You know, they use the rhetoric of the women's movement, but at the same time, obviously, they're rebelling against the idea that you shouldn't use your body that way. You shouldn't want to be objectified.
And what's your view of that?
I think that, you know, what these young women think is that by invoking this one particular kind of sexual power, they are expressing power in general. And I think that they've forgotten that sexuality is just one part of yourself, and that sexual power is only one kind of power. And I think, more to the point, this kind of bodiness, this kind of public spectacle, is not really a rebellion. They're just going with the status quo, because Girls Gone Wild is just an extreme example of what's happening all over the culture all the time in subtle ways. I mean, this is just the far end of the spectrum.
Well, what about from the men's perspective? And I'm just wondering, you know, how many times can you see, first of all, women flash their breasts? You know, it would seem to get a little monotonous after a while, but I guess never underestimate.
I think you should probably never underestimate. I have close male friends, you know, sensitive, intelligent guys who begged me to come with on the weekend and said, you know, will you tell them I'm your assistant? Anything, just let me come with. And the thing I wonder is, I wonder if they would have found it as thrilling being there. You know, it's one thing to watch drunk girls on camera when they're at a remove flashing their breasts and whatnot. It's pretty chilling. It's a creepy feeling watching a horde of chanting guys surround a young woman as she drunkenly peels off her clothes.
That's a girl, that's a girl. Show 'em.
So any signs that this phenomenon is going to wane anytime soon?
On the contrary, they're so popular and successful that they are starting a restaurant chain. They're doing a CD with Jive Records where it's going to be, you know, a compilation of Girls Gone Wild approved party club hits. I think that that's what's so interesting, is that they're not fringe. They're mainstream. This is just an expression of where we're at as a culture, which is what I'm looking at in my book, is how did we get to this place where the very things that the women's movement reviled are the things that girls claim as the expressions of their own empowerment, and how did this become acceptable?
That's Ariel Levy. You can find her essay on Girls Gone Wild at Slate.com. Her book on raunch culture and the fall of feminism is due out next year.
Madeline, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio again.
You're so welcome, Alex.